Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Roastcast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. Hometowns. What'd you think, AB?
Love hometowns.
Where did this rank among the pantheon of hometowns episodes all time?
I really liked the dates they went on. Liked those. If you're talking about just the parent meetups... This was one of the worst. That's what I figured you were talking about. So this episode was good for me, but the parent stuff left me wanting more.
The dates were good. Those are always overlooked hometowns episode. But yeah, the family stuff, there were no wacky characters. One guy they built up as like the final boss was a softie.
A Bowser.
You know? Yeah, he was an easy-to-beat Bowser.
Very easy Bowser.
He was Bowser in Super Mario Land, I want to say, or maybe World, whatever was on Super Nintendo. Spoiler alert, final Bowser battle it wasn't easy. Don't get me wrong, the shit was hard, but he was flying around in a big smiley face clown thing.
He wasn't scary.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't as scary as you would expect Bowser to be. He did have some facial expressions.
I think
we just
caught that guy at the wrong time of life. Five years ago, guy would be great. But right now, it's just like, okay, I'm getting older. She's getting older. I need to stop being
Working
an asshole.
14 hours a day.
I can't do that. I can't do it anymore. I can't
That's
treat
exactly
these guys like shit anymore. I can't do it. I think he's grown. That man's grown from where he was maybe 10 years ago.
And Susie's like 30. Not 23 and like fresh
thing.
Out of school or something, where he's super tired of these college guys.
Exactly.
This is like, all right, she can handle this.
Yeah.
And it's on fucking TV.
It's
like,
on
relax,
TV. There's
dude.
A bunch
Don't
of stuff.
Don't humiliate your daughter on television, please.
There's a bunch of factors here on why we didn't get that guy. I can't remember his name, but the full
Tony.
We didn't get the full Tony situation.
The full Tony. There's also, the last couple seasons, hometowns have been less about the family vetting the suitor and more about the contestant and some family member working through an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I like that or if I don't. It seems all hometowns are like successful for the contestant now. And the story is really like
something else going on.
Something else going on
with one of the family members in the, not the lead. The lead isn't grilled enough.
Yes.
It's not difficult for the lead. Now, to be fair, Clayton is, he's got to be one of the most likable in terms of, I can't remember who he said this about previously, but you're not going to find any anti-Clayton people at any of these places. It's just not.
I didn't say that.
We said it about someone, else in a previous season. I can't remember who. But you're not going to find any. It might have been Michelle. You're not going to find any people anti-Clayton. It's just not happening.
He's a good first impression guy.
Yeah, he's huge. He played football. That's going to tie him in with most of the dads and moms.
Good smile.
Great smile. He's fun. And he's huge.
Yes, sir. No, sir. And he's tall.
He's tall. People like tall people.
It's true.
It's just true.
Pocosin, Virginia. Nailed that pronunciation to meet.
That was good.
Future bachelorette Susie's family.
Susie Rains, here she comes.
Susie Rains.
Bump, bump.
Yeah, this was there was no Roman Reigns element of this. She got just as much time as everyone else.
Yeah, I think there was something later that I made note. We'll see.
Okay. I'm sure it was
we'll
a stretch.
See. We'll see.
It was a two-step jump leg wrap, not a jog or sprint.
Two steps.
Jump leg wrap. It was okay. Two steps.
Like you're
she
could
have done it without dribbling, and it wouldn't have been a travel.
Okay.
Not even a gather step. Clayton hasn't said he's falling in love with anyone yet. That holds a lot of weight. It's going to come back to bite him, I think. They're going to find out if Clayton is into being choked. Mm. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
People forget Susie was the one with the intro with too many things, and jiu-jitsu was
I forgot that.
One of those things, an afterthought
yeah,
in her
I
intro.
Completely forgot about that.
What did you make of this portion? Rolling around, choking each other out.
I was okay with it. It was quick. It was. I liked it. It was something new I haven't seen before. He threw on the gis and choked each other out. She could have choked him out, period.
His head was
that was
red.
A legit tap. At one point, she wrapped her legs around his head and then had his arm out. Like, she was squeezing the life out of that big man.
It really was.
He had to tap.
I like the coach. He was not there. He didn't know. Coach didn't watch reality TV.
No.
He wasn't here to play. He's not here. He doesn't do training for dates. You're here to learn self-defense, but you're not here at all.
You're here for jiu-jitsu, or are you not? If you're not, there's the door.
I don't have time to play. What's these cameras? hilariously, one of the moves was, you're an MMA guy, is a shrimp a real?
I've never heard of that real? Before. Never heard it mentioned on a broadcast.
I'm willing to call it fake. If neither you nor I can verify it, then I'll call it fake and just to tie into the show.
I'm sure it could be something you just don't, you only hear about the flashy moves when you're watching MMA, really. So I don't know. I wouldn't call it fake.
Yeah, shrimp is just what you just kind of scoot over.
Yeah, then
that's what it did.
Yeah.
After that, they're by the water. Serious talk. Her dad got sick. She realized she needed to be there. Then she goes into, you know, this is all about her dad. Wanting, you know, she wants her dad to meet her person, hopefully Clayton. Or whoever she picks on her final four, and be there on her wedding day. Next bachelorette type story. Not false. That's not my implication, but
she seems like the next bachelorette to me. Yeah.
This date, not this date, but it just seems.
Yeah.
There's the story
that's
there. She's got
push
the
that I'm talking about, Rim.
The jokes, the like, I'll go there, see if he's into choking.
Yeah.
Just kind of check some boxes.
Where. She said, this had me thinking, Rim, when she said she couldn't wait to leave the hometown. This hometown seemed awesome on the lake. Does everyone say that, no matter where you live? I feel like, you know what I'm asking
you?
You
think that's a common comment?
Is that a common comment for people that even live in awesome places? That's what I was thinking as I was watching this, or questioning.
Maybe. I haven't noticed it before, because when she said that, I was taken aback by... They're in your hometown where you grew up, where your family still lives, and you're saying, like, I always wanted to leave.
And this place seems awesome. That's my point. Does everyone say that no matter where they live, they want to leave? Or where they grew up? What do you think?
I'm telling you, they could say it. I don't notice it, because I noticed this, and I was surprised that she said it. It seemed...
I'm not talking about bachelor specific. I'm talking about real world.
Oh,
people growing up,
everyone's different.
Okay.
I still don't
this
quite
seems
understand
like a,
what you're asking.
You know, people from small towns are always like, yeah, I gotta bust out of here. Is that, I've never thought about, is that the case in awesome places too?
This was a small town also.
But
this is a small town on the coast.
It's like on it's like on the water. Really.
You just want to be. You're just very impressed by the proximity to a water feature.
Yeah, if you're on the water, that's an awesome place to live.
Why would you want to leave?
Why would you want to leave? Like, that's all I'm asking. Does everyone say that? Even people that live in cool places.
Nighttime. Mom, Jean, Dad, Tom, sister Barbara, best friend Lauren. You know, based on the hug between Susie and her dad, and here's another dumb thought. For the first time, I thought these are the first times that the contestants have seen their families and friends since they left the show. I guess I just assumed maybe they popped in before or like.
No, I don't think they do.
This was the first time they'd seen each other since she left.
Yeah,
based on the
agreed.
Hug.
All right. Yeah.
What'd you make of this, the sit down chit chat intro?
I didn't, there was nothing really here. Clayton brought the flowers in the gift. We didn't see what's in the gift. I would have liked that. I like when they show us what's in the gift.
What was the size and shape of the box? Or was it a bag?
I would say it's small size, not medium.
What do you think it was?
I have no idea.
Pie?
No, it's too small. It wasn't wide enough to be a pie. It wasn't tall enough to be a wine. Maybe it was a liquor of some sort. Like a short.
That's a weird.
Maybe it's some private stock or something.
Seems like a risk. Seems like a risk.
Yeah, that's risky. I just would like to see what's in these gifts. I have no idea what was in there.
Yeah. Dad pulls Susie first and she says, I told Clayton about how important you are to me. Mm-hmm. I want you to be there on my wedding day. You're the gold standard. And she was crying, and her dad seemed more kind of like, "Hey, all right, you know, don't hype me up. You know, I'm just a dude,
just a normal guy here.
No, I'm not gold anything." Clayton and Tom, dad tells a nice little anecdote about how one of the worst nights when he was sick, Susie slept by his side.
This was just too
next Bachelorette stuff.
Yeah, that's next picture. They're gonna actually have some footage from that for the role when she's the Bachelorette.
Recreate it.
This was just two big Susie guys going back and forth about how great Susie was. I didn't even get what the point of that. You got any questions, Tom? Do you have
that's
any questions?
It's about the family.
You're just
more
talking
than
about
it is about
Susie.
The
Hey, I really like Susie. Can you believe how great she is? How is she still single? And then Clayton's like, yeah, I cannot believe she's so single. She's great. We're on the same page here, Tom, me and you.
You
Susie
like
Susie is great. You
I
like
do too.
You like Susie. I like Susie. We have that in common. Okay.
Anyway, you seem like a good guy. And Clayton's like, you seem like a good
yeah,
guy, Tom.
You seem great. Okay, Tom, do you have any questions about this absurd show that you're on?
Tom's just loving this whole. Tom's having a good time.
This was a Roman Reigns push from her dad to be the Bachelorette.
All right,
okay. Relax.
There was the line. I don't know what Tom said, but Clayton responded, talking about guys who haven't quote nabbed her yet. They are dumb
that's
as a box of rocks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which is, you know,
these guys were pushing Susie hard. No question that he asked him nothing. You don't have a single question?
To the camera at the end, Clayton says, it was good to get the, quote, the blessing of Susie's father. I didn't see it. So there were a few mentions of blessings.
I think he's just
receiving
means,
blessings on this episode. I don't think, normally that means on this show,
no, I don't
explicit
think he was
permission to
yeah.
marry your offspring.
No.
And this episode is more like, this parent is cool with me.
As long
they
as they're cool with me,
presence.
That's the blessing.
That's the blessing.
Yeah.
Because
even
what later,
I think
Clayton mentioned that he got the blessing of like Gabby's dad or something. I'm like, he didn't even say any words. Clayton and Jean, mom. There was a question here.
This is a good one. A couple people asked him this and he had no answer for it. You would think after the first time you get asked it, you'd have something prepared for the second time.
You think
but
you
he didn't.
Prepared for going into the first one, you think.
Are you in love with Susie?
What'd you make of his response?
It took him a while. He was completely thrown back by this. And then he gave...
Falling in love is sacred, AB.
I guess it was okay. It was okay.
I gave him a C+ on this
no,
response.
But there's no question he could get there with her. I'm not
will.
In love with her. Did he say will?
Yeah, he said will. So it was no, basically like...
He said will?
Yes, he said, a part of me knows I will get there.
Wow.
Don't quote me on that. I'm quoting him on that, but don't quote me on me quoting him.
Okay.
He doesn't want to fall in love with... It was basically like, listen, I don't have your money now. You give me a little bit. You give me 2 weeks, I can double it. I'll double your money, I promise.
Promise you I'm going to be in love with her. I promise you next time you see me, I'm going to be in love.
If you don't double the money, you skip town. You never see this
lady
again.
You'll never see him again, yeah.
So yeah, he'll get there.
I don't know what the best answer for that question is if you haven't said I love you yet to any of them. There's really no good answer.
There's no good answer.
A lot of them have said I love you at this point. So that's so they have that. Yeah, I've told her I love her.
That's even worse because it's still like 50%, 33%. You're going to cut them anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
There's no... Keep in mind, this show is insane. Mm-hmm. The position that everyone on the show is in, every single person, it's an insane position to be in. There's no way to navigate it cleanly.
The lead,
which is why we
watch. Contestants, the parents, the family members, everyone's in a ridiculous situation.
Crazy, unprecedented position.
Something they'll never be in, never were before, and never will
never
be
will
in
be again.
After.
Well, Susie's family might be kind of on the other end.
I hear you.
But yeah, there's no. It was still a bad response because he was like, you know,
he fumbled.
He did a before
he answered. Yeah,
I think he caught most of the plates that he was spinning by the end.
Yeah,
Gene and Susie. Susie thinks she can marry Clayton. Gene tells Susie, "Hey, I asked Clayton straight up, is he in love with you? He said not yet, but he's gonna get there. So proceed with caution," which I think was a fair assessment of the situation.
Yep.
Everyone here should proceed with caution.
Absolutely.
Anything on the exit or the front porch chat?
I don't think so. No. This went well. Whole date.
Dad's on board.
Mom's on board.
No questions asked, literally.
No.
Mom seems to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Friends approve. This was successful and boring.
What do you think of Susie and Clayton's connection?
A good question, Avi.
Yeah.
I think it's there. I don't think it's a number one connection. I think it's there.
There's
it
something
exists.
There.
It
There's
exists.
A connection exists.
Yeah.
But you're not... Are you blown away by the... Are you blown away by the connection?
No, I think he likes her probably a little more than she likes him. But I think she likes him.
Oh, okay. I could see
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
She's easy to like, as her dad will attest to.
One thing, you already mentioned this, but her mom asked her... Do you think you want to marry him? And she didn't say yes. She could have been more...
She thinks she could.
I think she could have been more solid in that answer if she was, you know, head over heels in love with him. Maybe I'm reading into it too much, but that's what I love to do.
Yeah. Well, that's... I mean, why do you think these episodes are fucking hour and a half? They're as long as the show.
I like what you said there, that maybe she doesn't like him as much as he likes her.
She's keeping her options open because Susie has paths on this franchise. She's not going to commit too hard to
Clayton. They're
going to
give me that light tower? She knows. You think they're going to give me the light tower if I'm not a front runner for The Bachelorette? No way. She already knows.
I think she likes him more so than when she said, I'm falling in love. I think when she said, I'm falling in love with you, she didn't really mean it.
Yeah, agree. At the clock tower.
The kiss on the front porch, she stands pat on where she's at in the love tiers.
She's
Most
not
people
moving
make a
up.
Move here.
I'm not
she's
moving
like,
up.
She's like, I'm good where I'm at.
Nah, I'm fine.
Doesn't take it to another level.
I'm fine. I'm not going all in.
Anything else on this hometown?
I don't think so.
Denver, Colorado, to meet Gabby's family, the former Broncos cheerleader. A fact I forgot.
I forgot that too.
We don't know anything about any of these people when it comes down to. They start in the damn mountains, AB. Clayton arrives sweating and out of breath. They made him climb some trail to meet Susie or Gabby at the top of a mountain.
Listen, Denver is not a good place for a guy of Clayton's size. Being that
well, the altitude.
In the altitude? Are you kidding me?
2 hours from Denver. They're closer to Salt Lake City.
There's no way.
Like. leg wrap hug for posterity. Yeah. I think Gabby thinks Clayton could wrestle a bear and win.
You know, she's
pretty clear about that.
She gives him a little pocket knife in case bears come.
So they go on a little hike. Gabby takes him to Proposal Rock.
Yeah, a couple spots and things to do on the hike. Nothing to see here.
Views.
Ram, these
How'd they get that hot tub there? Yeah. Sorry. That just popped in my head. How'd they get that there? They airlift that?
Helicopter.
That's way up in the mountains.
You got a helicopter with the strings hanging down, and they just drop it right there.
I'm serious. How did they get there?
And if I recall, they brought it in with a helicopter. I'm telling you.
It wasn't those wood things, that little
It wasn't a wood one, but
it
was.
This is a real hot tub.
It was a smaller one, though. Maybe they could just put it together, or they
have. It just seems smaller because Clayton's so big.
That's also.
It was like Andre the Giant with the beer can.
That's also probably true.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
The helicopter probably place that thing down. I was going to say, I think the producers, actually, I don't think, I know the producers are making up these love locations on these dates.
You're right.
Completely made up.
The proposal points or whatever.
Sign, like a sign that I've never seen before in my entire life at a park. It's like a, just a plank, like a wood plank with paint.
A wind would blow it off
with
the mountain.
Paint. And it said, like, proposal rock on it or something like that in paint. Fresh paint, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
They're making up these locations. And I love
it. I can confirm this. I Googled Proposal Rock, Colorado.
There's nothing there.
To see how
nothing
far away
up.
From Denver was. See if it was, like, an hour and a half mm-hmm. drive into the mountains. There's
nothing.
It's in Oregon. There's a Proposal Rock in Oregon, and it's on the beach.
I'm sure there's Proposal Rocks places, but this is not one.
Not in Colorado. There are zero in Colorado.
After I saw this one, I had to go back and watch later, but there's another one later in the episode, like a specific spot. And I'm like, wait a second. This seems they're going to go to.
The kiss thing is real, dude.
Kissing tree's not real
either.
Now
that you say it, that's not
Google
real
that one.
Just a branch hanging down.
I'll Google that one too. These are made up. They had the same type of sign as what I'm telling you.
All right, I have to go back and look that up then, actually.
Yeah, we need to look up if that one's real, too.
In the hot tub, not in the hot tub, to the camera, she's saying, you know, I really want to tell Clayton that I'm falling in love with him, or mm-hmm. maybe that I'm in love with him. I lost track. But she's going to wait until after hometowns when they're out by the car. She's going to wait till that checkpoint.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's fair.
Her family they're going to meet includes Aunt Julie, Uncle Rich, Cousin Kira, and Grandpa. Her dad's longtime girlfriend at this point was recently diagnosed with cancer. And because of that and because of COVID, he will not be attending. To the camera, Gabby says, hey, can't wait to tell him I'm falling in love with him. But I wish my dad were here. And that's how that ends.
I was excited for the grandpa. You never know with a grandpa what they're going to. Old grandpa, they could be fucking racist. They could be sexist, homophobic,
anti-Semitic.
You never
know what's coming out of
their
mouth.
They could be anything. They could say anything here. Okay.
Not this guy, though.
Not this
Grandpa
guy.
John,
no,
good
not this
guy,
guy,
Grandpa John. The nighttime portion of hometown. It's Grandpa John, Aunt Julie, Uncle Rich, and Cousin Kira, as I said. Grandpa gives Clayton a big shoulder grab. Handshake and a shoulder grab. Her uncle looks like a big, how the heck are you guy? That's what I saw his face. I'm like, he says, how the heck are you? It means it. Gabby explains her intro, limo entrance, the pillow, sitting on the guy's
sitting face.
Yeah. That went over well.
Grandpa was rolling on the floor.
Yeah, he was. Grandpa pulls Clayton. What'd you make of this? Two big Gabby guys.
Just another couple Gabby guys. he says something about Gabby's always been a dingbat. Dingbat needs to be in my old playbook going forward. Words
well,
I use.
You gotta reach a certain age before you can just let that fly, I think.
Gabby gives him some advice. I'd advise you not to be in a hurry and not run into it.
Good advice.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Basically, don't do this type
don't
of
show. Don't do what you're doing. Yeah. And what you're about to do.
Don't
it.
Propose.
Yeah, don't propose. Don't pick my granddaughter.
Likes what he sees so far, but it's early. All right, see you later. Gabby and her aunt and uncle and cousin, all three. You know, joking around, it was nice of them to step in because Gabby seemed really nervous and sad and almost guilty about them being there. And they were she was about ready to break down in tears. Mm-hmm. And Aunt was like, no, don't worry. Like,
it's all
whatever.
Good.
Like, it's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
We're here. Let's do it. Let's do the questions. What'd you make of this?
Gabby says she hasn't told them she's fallen in love yet. The aunt mentions she thinks they have a future together. So all positive here.
Aunt feels
confident. More positives.
They just want her to be happy. Grandpa.
Messing around.
With Gabby. Just fucking.
You found out where Gabby gets her personality from, and it's the grandpa.
It's grandpa. Hey, he also, it's kind of a jokey threat. Better, if you go with him, it's going to be for life. I'm going to haunt you from the grave.
It started as a joke, and then it turned into like a matter of fact, like, yeah, she, he's yes, like,
I will be a ghost.
Gonna, I'm going to come back to haunt you. And then Gabby's like, yeah, I hope you do. And then he's like, no, for real, I'm actually, if that's a thing, I'm going to come back. You're going to see me a lot. And she's like, yeah, for real, I want you to do that. I want to see you in the afterlife. Yeah, they were just two people agreeing that they would like to see him as a ghost.
All right, deal then.
Deal. Well, I'm in. Yeah. No, for real. I want you to do this.
Then they had a sweet moment with it, talking about his wedding ring.
That was cute.
Some marriage advice. This is Grandpa. Grandpa played all positions.
Grandpa
here.
Really, without him, this is an absolute bust hometown.
To this point.
Well, don't get me started on the dad stuff for him.
Okay. I'll lead
actually,
into
let's
it.
Let's get started.
I agree, though. The grandpa was great.
Grandpa was great. It's the star of this episode, I'd say.
Gabby is going on and on about how she wishes her dad could be here. And I wrote a lot of talk about her dad not being here. It's kind of a cloud over the whole thing, frankly. Mm. There was so much being here talk. I was like, geez, this is really a damper on the date.
I didn't think about this, but a smart person would realize once something gets brought up that many times, that thing's probably going to happen. Now, I never thought this for a second.
Well, we're not. Nobody ever accuses of being geniuses. Well, we get wrapped up. Listen, this happened immediately after I wrote that. Here comes
Hong
Dad
Kong.
Down the ramp. Dad, entrant number 30 in the Royal Rumble. So what did you make of this? Her dad pulls up. He's honking.
Rem, I didn't like it.
Why not? This was like Shawn Michaels coming down on the zip line.
Don't you dare say this is like Shawn Michaels coming down on the zip line.
What did you like about this?
The signs were fine. Okay?
That's from Love Actually.
I know.
A crap movie, but you didn't hear it.
Hold on, Rem. I don't love a Love Actually, but it's good. The signs were fine. He's holding the signs. He's going through them. Like, I didn't write down what he said, but whatever.
One of them was, you deserve the very best, and I hope that's Clayton. Which on this episode was equivalent to a blessing. Go ahead.
Once the signs were down, I just didn't understand why this happened like it did. Why didn't they just talk to Clayton at that point?
Why didn't he come outside and
talk? They were acting like you can't talk to each other. Yeah. Like, Gabby wasn't...
They didn't talk.
Gabby and the dad didn't talk. Like, after the signs were down, it's like, okay, let's just have a conversation 12 feet away. You can double the safe distance if you want. I don't care. But why didn't everyone come outside and say hi to him? Why did Clayton not have a conversation with him from distance?
Yeah.
Since he's there.
On paper, it's silly.
He could stay in the car for all I care. Sit there in the car and he'll come to the driveway and you'll talk. Why didn't they talk? And then Gabby's like crying as he's driving away. It's like, why didn't you say something? Why are you two not talking to each other?
It's a cute moment.
They lost me on that. What in the world was
this? Obviously, it makes complete nonsense. No sense.
What in the world was this? Why did you do it like this? Clayton came outside and just sat there looking. He could have been like, hi, nice to meet you, sir. Anything. Yeah, wouldn't the dad just... The dad could meet him. They're acting like you can't meet him.
You know, I'm wondering what's up with the dad if he agreed to do that. If they were like, hey, come show up. We made these cards
signs
for you.
Yeah.
You get to see your daughter as she gets ready to make this big decision in her life, potentially meet her future husband, but you can't say anything. He's like, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Why would you agree to that?
Clayton just stood there awkwardly at the door, and Gabby was crying as he left and was just waving to him.
I'll be honest. I thought one of the issues with him coming was he would have to travel, which would make it exponentially like more dangerous.
It seems like he lived there, right?
Yeah, he pulled up.
Just drove down.
I assume he's in town.
Yeah, that's
right.
Which
makes more sense. Which, if I can understand even more now why Gabby was so broken up about him not being there. Because he's here.
Yeah.
I came all the way here.
And he's here.
He's not coming? I would be a little...
I still don't understand.
They could have done this whole day on a patio outdoors.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't understand.
But then you wouldn't have had this scene, though.
Very safe. You could have done this whole scene and then had that, where they actually talk. And it would still have the same effect.
You're right.
It's weird. This was weird. It did, and because of the weirdness, it didn't hit me. This didn't work for me.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
I felt no happiness for Gabby because of how weird this was. Zero happiness.
Clayton and Gabby chat outside. Awkward chat. He doesn't know what to say because what you think. It's bizarre.
This
that was
weird. Yeah.
And then Gabby comes inside and goes, "Oh, it's just Dad," which is everybody cracked up. It ended on a happy note.
Why didn't you tell us he was out there? We could have came and said hi. Is what I would have said if I was on that couch. I understand I can't give him a hug, but I can at least say hi, right? What's the problem?
Gabby also says to the camera, getting the blessing from him is huge.
He didn't meet
him. Blessing is getting thrown out. He didn't meet him, but it's a blessing.
A blessing's a blessing.
A blessing's a blessing, and I'm okay with Clayton.
She says, I'm so ready to get engaged and share our lives together because of that moment. Okay.
The blessing. Yep. Outside, they're talking, and she says, I feel like I'm falling in love with you. Clayton beams with happiness.
Yeah, he did. It made me think, maybe something's here. Hold up. Is something here between these two? Because before, I don't think I mentioned this, but at the start of my notes of this part of the date, I wrote, Gabby's definitely going home.
I thought, pretty likely.
Yeah. But after this... Hold up. Maybe Clayton wants the fun side. Fun Clayton. That Gabby brings out.
Clayton has, this is multiple times now, when someone says, I'm falling in love with you or whatever, his emotions change. He is very excited, and I believe those reactions to be genuine. He did it with Serene. He did it with Susie. He's done it with Gabby.
I think he just likes people telling him they
he really likes
he likes people telling him that they love him. I think
he has, I'm sure he has feelings for them too, but this just, there's gonna be some real broken hearts here, because every time he does this he has a genuine reaction.
He makes
so
it seem like he loves them.
So they're all convinced that they're the one, because they don't know what else is going on.
He convinced me until I saw it like the fourth time, and then I'm like, wait a second, this guy just loves being told
if you love everyone, you love no one almost. If you have two quarterbacks, you have none. But usually leads shroud their real feelings better, or they limit the genuine reactions like that to two people.
A couple of people, yeah. No, he does it with all of them.
So you can kind of tell who's... Anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else on this?
I don't think so.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
We're off to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for Serene's hometown. Leg wrap hug. She leapt really high and got some good extension on the legs. Full extension. John Morant. Bryce, OKC, probably Shai Gilgeous would be a better. First activity. What did you make of this tower with various obstacles?
This was...
Why does awesome. why does this place exist?
Well, let me tell you, Rem. I looked
this
it
and
up.
For what purpose? Okay.
I looked it up. This, number one, it looks awesome from the ground when they
showed
it.
I thought it was a water slide, honestly.
I thought it was too. I thought it was some sort of water slide, so I was confused what it was. Later in the episode, they mentioned the name of it. It's called River Sport in OKC. And this is a place that is basically Chapman's Fun World times 1,000 rim. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's got all sorts of stuff. Everything you could want to do outside, it has.
So it's so not it just like this obstacle.
No,
tower.
It's got ski and, they got those ski and surf machines. They have those. They have zip lining. They have whitewater rafting. This is going to turn into a promo for this place. And then part of it is this huge structure where it's just an obstacle course really high up for no reason.
1,000 feet up. I looked it up.
What?
No, it's not 1,000. That's a reference to that time we thought that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
1,000 feet in the air.
For no reason, it was
so
that
this place height. Is awesome, you're saying?
This place is awesome, yeah. This okay. place is awesome. I was also confused what this was, so I looked it up. It's just a family fun place.
I'm not taking my damn family 1,000 feet in the air like this.
Well, I can talk about that later when Clayton does hit, went across it, but... I would
he's
say
not a heights guy.
I'm borderline think he was acting here, Rim, with how scared he was. I don't think the pictures.
I do too.
The pictures. It's like 5 year olds laughing, having a blast crossing. I saw a 5 year old doing the exact same thing he did.
So the time where he was acting, the time he was acting really. Now I am terrified. I'm not a heights guy at all.
Me neither. No. I don't like heights. Who likes heights?
The guy, Alex Honnold, the guy who sticks his fingers in the rocks and climbs up shit.
That's weird,
My brain's not wired that way.
No.
So I would be legitimately scared on the one where he's walking across with the foot pads, like the wood squares that he's walking across, and you are attached.
The apparatus they're attached with would remove all the fear for me, because it's a heavy dude. It's legit.
You still don't want to slip, dude, though. Okay, so let's talk about when he was scared going across that thing. He was taking his time. He was you think he was putting on a show?
I think he was putting on a show.
The thing that
I don't think it's that high up at that point.
It didn't look that high up. It looked maybe 30, 40, 30 feet up, maybe 30.
You might break a bone.
What I took away from that is she wasn't saying anything. She was just simply observing when he was going across.
Yeah.
Being scared. There was no words of encouragement or support coming from her mouth when he was going through that. Now, do you think maybe that's because that's just how she is, or do you think maybe that's because she was like, you're putting on an act? Because then when she like waltzed across, he was like, wow, I can't believe you did. It was a little like over the top, like, wow, you weren't scared and I was. Isn't that funny? Like the elephant of afraid of a mouse type of thing. That's how he portrayed himself.
Yeah, I didn't buy this. From him. I really didn't. After I saw those pictures, these kids having fun, no scare, not scared at all.
What did you think of the end, too? The jump down
the jump would be scary. You jump from that high, I don't care. They said it's 80-foot ledge. I don't know if that's true, but it seemed tall.
So.
That's scary.
I thought that would be scary, too, regardless. If it were a simulated free fall. They basically lower you down. Remember when the Denver Nuggets mascot like passed out before he got lowered down? That's the speed at which he was coming down. It was just a gentle, they just set you down on these pillowy pads. It was a soft landing. Serene was standing when she got to the
very
bottom. She just
landing.
Comes down and was
Clayton
like, all right,
collapsed
we're here.
When he landed, because he's putting on a show out here.
It was slower than the Ghostbusters pole. You just kind of slid down slowly.
That part where he was scared, that is not a challenging thing to do.
I bought him being scared there because you don't know how fast it's going to go. I would have assumed jumping off that would be terrifying.
No, not that part. The first part. Jumping off, I can understand that. Okay. You think you're going to jump. It's going to be a bungee jump situation. He got me for a little bit, but then when I looked up the website, man was acting.
He got me the whole time. I was God the whole time. I was like, wow, the guy's got a real
It was funny
how,
when
I
watched
I
it.
This.
When I watched it, I thought this was good because then she did it. Serene did the same thing and did it really easy and had no fear at all. Did it way faster. So there was a little something there.
She was saying afterwards that she shows fear differently.
No.
And on the inside, she was scared. You think that's a lie?
Yeah, she says we show fear differently.
You don't think she was scared?
No, I mean, you don't have any, so you're not showing any. Clayton was acting scared.
Hamming it up.
Yeah, the man was hamming it up for the cameras because they told him to. I think they realized, maybe they saw a picture of this place. Like, if you're down at the bottom and you see the big picture of this big structure, maybe Serene oversold how scary this thing was.
I assume,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to go to Riverside. We're going to do this stuff. Maybe they all thought it was going to be scarier than it was.
Do you think, this is way too deep of a dive now. Do you think it looked much taller than where they ended up?
Well, there's slides.
Okay, see, this is a bizarre structure.
The slides you saw, like up at the top?
Those were real. I didn't make that up.
Yeah, there's a slides part. There's like a slide section on the website. There's a big part of this thing. There's probably 10 activities that they have listed, and you can click on their separate page, and one of them is slides.
Hey, if he was hamming it up, he probably was. I don't mind it, because if he didn't ham it up, this would have been extremely boring and without any stakes.
Agreed. Yeah. He did what he had to do. And maybe he was scared. Hey.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Serene outside. Serene outside. Says, the way you handled that, how we did it, it's a testament to how I'm falling in love with you. I don't understand the connection there, but, you know, she's falling in love with him.
Yeah. Well, they're pushing the whole, we accomplished something together. Now, again, I saw the pictures. This is just a family fun center. Loads of kids have done this.
When you
said
family
not,
fun, I'm like, what?
This is not, this is not something that you do and you're like, oh my God, I conquered my fears. That's just not something that happens there. That's not the vibe.
I don't like that you looked this up. You ruined the whole
it's not
mythology
the vibes
of this place.
At this place. I'm sorry. This is a place where you go for a Saturday of fun or you host a birthday party there. Okay?
I'm sorry. He's taking his time getting across that little walkway.
He's taking his time. He's hamming it up.
They're going to meet mom. Brother Roland, best friend Melanie, dad won't be there. Her mom and dad divorced when she was 2, and she's cautious about people meeting her family. But Clayton's excited to dig in.
Yep.
He also acknowledges that Serena's become more open as they've gone along. She thinks her family will love him. Anything else on this?
No, I don't think so.
Besides bashing this, you know, local business.
No.
The ground.
No, I'm not bashing that business. That place looks awesome. They got everything you could want in a Saturday of fun.
You know, okay? I wouldn't mind
this
some
is a positive promo for them.
I wouldn't mind some more color on the structure. It's all white. It looks like an oil rig. I can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
Have some wacky paintings.
That place needs more wackiness. I will agree with you there.
Serena. Serene hometown, nighttime. Mom, brother, best friend. Tonight could change everything. Brother, here are my first takeaways based on facial expressions. The brother looks skeptical. Mom looks terrified. Unimpressed of this whole deal. Roland pulls Clayton first. He says, Serene takes a long time to be vulnerable with her family that she's grown up with. So when she told us that she already told you about what she was going through with her grandma and her
cousin,
those losses. I thought the next words out of Roland's mouth were going to be like, that was alarming to me that she revealed that to you already. I thought he was like, you know,
she's fallen too fast.
Or that, like, you know, if she hasn't even talked about that with us and she's letting you in on that, that is like concerning. It seemed like he was concerned.
Sure.
I think he said the fact that she told you about that is huge. And then Roland asks, much like Susie's mom, do you love Serene? What did you make of his response here?
He was caught off guard again. I can't believe it. Could not believe he was caught off guard by this question again. After you've already... This is like going to a job interview and then going to the same interview again, and you know all the questions, but you didn't prepare for that second job interview with the same exact questions.
You should have a prepared answer for this.
You should have a prepared answer for some questions. That's one of them.
You tell everyone who asks you this.
Absolutely.
Basically the same thing.
Same answer, a speech, basically, that you have memorized.
Just want to reassure them that you're not being, you're being a little reckless. The whole structure is reckless, but you don't, you want to let them know, like, I'm not being that reckless.
No.
It could be worse how I'm handling this, so you should feel good about this, given Clayton, the circumstances.
Clayton's just like, ah, you got me. Shoot.
Didn't even think of that.
Can't believe you asked me that.
Serene tells her mom that she told Clayton she's falling in love with him. Mm. Mom is shocked by this. This was a look of shock.
She was shocked. Agreed.
Classic, you know, like, hey, sure about this? So fast. This is surprising to hear. What did you make of this discussion?
Nothing really here.
The Firefly jar? Mom wasn't sold until the Firefly jar came out. And I think you can make the same argument for Serene earlier in the season.
Yeah,
Firefly jar is what clinched it.
Listen, that was a good move.
Mom came around eventually.
Yeah, there was just no, there wasn't a lot of conflict on any of these dates.
Roland and Serene.
You think he sounds like a young Obama?
No, he sounded like Jordan. He sounded exactly like Jordan Peele doing a character
of Obama.
Maybe one of them. They sound, you know, Jordan Peele's voice.
He
has
sounded
a voice.
Like somebody.
He sounded like Jordan Peele exactly.
Okay. I thought he sounded like a young Obama, but I can. I think Peele's better now. That
I
you
think
say
it's.
That.
I think it was Peele
I think
doing
it's Peele
Obama.
Doing an Obama. That's exactly what I think he was doing.
When he started talking, I'm like, why are you doing a voice?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Because it sounded so much like
a
guy who does
second.
Voices.
This guy sounds like he's doing a voice here.
Anyway, you know, he was, he rolled opens up. He's like,
he
gotta, you know, put the,
get
put the big brother stuff. I don't want to, it's going so fast. I wanted to say, Roland, check the stats, buddy. This is doomed to fail. You don't want them to get engaged because it will not work. They're just the numbers prove it out.
If she is chosen... Let's look at it this
then
way.
Then you get
Roland.
Really worried.
Let's look at it this way. What would you rather have? Her get broken up with right now when she's kind of in love, but
best case scenario,
but really not that big a deal? Or once she's won the season and engaged, which would you rather have? Best case scenario, she goes home. Never thought of it like that, but I'm glad you brought it up. Best case scenario for all these people is to leave right now, right this instant.
Yes.
Because... three
next week's fantasy suites, AB, and then it's going to get even another
here.
Step.
There's four people here. This person is getting the least heartbroken, including the winner is probably the most heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
So the further along you get,
the worse this is.
The worse this,
this is the sweet spot because your final four, you've been on a lot. You know, you have a
could
bunch of followers
Bachelorette
now.
Possibly.
Could
you're
be Bachelorette.
You're definitely gonna be
going
on Paradise.
Paradise. This is where you want to exit.
This is a good spot. Really good spot to be. You get further, the feelings start to get real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Feelings
alone
start
time,
to get
no
really
cameras?
Real. One time, no cameras, and lots of time. You're getting full days with the guy, so you could actually. It's conceivable.
Breaking
you
off.
Get swept up. Right now is a good spot to leave, Roland. That's the moral of this.
And this is where I, Roland starts tearing up towards the end.
Yeah.
Trust your judgment, all that. This is where I made the note initially that these hometowns sometimes are more about the family, interpersonal relationships within the family than they are about vetting Clayton or any lead.
Yep.
Serene outside tells Clayton she's in love with him. Seeing him with my family really solidified it.
He says,
what did you
I
make of Clayton's
stop,
reaction here?
Can't stop
this
smiling.
This was real. This was a real reaction, I thought.
He couldn't stop smiling. He says it. This guy loves being told, I love you. Even if he doesn't feel it back, is my note here.
But I agree with you. But I think he, I think he really, these just seemed like real reactions to him. I don't think these were fake.
Oh, I don't think they were fake. I just don't think he necessarily loves them. I think he just,
means
I think
a lot
he likes that they love him.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love being loved? Okay.
I just don't know. So he's 3 for 3 at this point. We haven't even gotten to Rachel.
The person who we thought was, 1 or 2.
So he's 3 for 3 on basically reciprocating love without saying the word. That's how far he goes with his reaction.
Agreed.
Anything else on this hometown?
No. Another good one. Fun date.
Easy enough.
Good family.
Claremont, Florida for Rachel's hometown. They joke about who's going to jump into whose arms. You know, do that at your own. Joke about that at your own risk, Rachel. You might end up with a broken spine. You do that. You don't want to do Clayton getting the stinger splash on you.
Listen, you don't know what you're asking for.
You couldn't pay me to do that. Be on the receiving end.
No, sir. No
way.
But
then they did that, and then she obviously Rachel was never not going to leg wrap Clayton and run
Clayton,
her
like,
fingers
gets a little
through
fake
his hair.
Jump. He did a fake jump into her, real fake, and then she backs up and takes the leap.
Let's do it for real.
Yeah. And then they have they all did this.
This
but
was
one
different.
Of these was different. Yeah, it was really different.
It's always a little
I'm
different.
I'm sorry. I saw the makeouts. They all made out with him in his arms.
Yeah, but it
leaped
was like,
into his arms.
TV makeout. Just...
This was different. There were hands rolling through his hair all over the place. It's like the cameras weren't there with these two.
It's true.
I just can't. When I'm doing my power rankings later, it's going to be hard for me seeing those four makeout leg wraps.
Oh, yeah.
To not take that into account, that one of these just felt a lot different.
I have another nonverbal thing that I'm taking into major account as well in my power rankings.
Oh, okay.
That comes later.
Stay tuned.
What'd you make this activity? Another cool activity.
This is
cool.
Why
you need
this
to make
this cool.
Clear. I don't know why the kayak needs to be clear.
Oh, that's cool. Pretty... Well, yeah, number one, the water is dirty as fuck, so you're not seeing anything anyways.
So I thought
it
was. I
don't really understand.
But the more they got going, it was crystal clear, and maybe it looked dirty because
the
bottom of it was muddy. Initially, I think they were. Central Florida, outside of Orlando.
Okay.
A lot of bodies
so
of water.
You could see? That's cool, then. If you can see.
It's pretty cool.
Hey, that's cool.
I guess it's cool if you're seeing fish, if you're seeing, I don't know, predators, which seem to be the fear throughout. I was like,
that,
I don't want to be, you know, I like the movie Anaconda, but I don't want to be in it.
You know? That's a good movie.
They're scared of gators. It's dang,
who isn't
go
scared
through the dang
of gators?
Jungle. I don't know. Joe Exotic probably is probably not scared of gators. They saw a spider from Mars. Even Rachel was scared of that spider.
That's a show-stopping spider. Like, okay, enough. Get me out of here. Fire up the van. I don't care where we are. It's over. This date's
over.
That's
a killer. That's a killer spider.
I'm definitely not jumping in the water like he did later. Right around the spider? No.
There was no guide here. I thought there maybe should have been a guide. They were just kind of going along. Yeah. Trying not to get bit by something. The kissing tree. You think it's fake?
Yeah, it's true. It's fake. Very fake.
Okay. Well,
number one, there was nothing special about it. Number two, the sign. Exact same. If you flip that sign over.
They only use one board.
It would have been whatever it was earlier. What was that? The makeout point or something?
Proposal what? Rock.
Proposal rock.
Makeout points on a different.
Yeah. I'd love to make the names of these locations. They're creating landmarks on this show.
Yeah.
And passing them off like they're real. This is not real. Did you look it up? If this is real?
Hell no.
What was this place called?
The Kissing Tree. There's a lot of kissing trees, AB.
Kissing Tree. And where are they?
Claremont, Florida.
There's no kissing tree here, Rim. Mm. There's no kissing tree. Well, that'd pop up first
thing.
It was more
like a kissing branch as well.
Yeah, it wasn't even a noteworthy tree that they were under.
Listen.
This was a made-up landmark. It does not exist.
I'm not
they
mad at it.
They created it. I'm not mad at it either. I like it, in fact. I'll be looking for it in the future.
What do Rachel and Clayton do? They fucking kiss. That's what they're best at.
So you give them the kissing tree to kiss
you
under.
Give them the kissing tree. I wouldn't be surprised if they... moved that branch to make it better so that she could sit on it and he could stand in the boat and they could do it. Cause that's
oh, I
what
like
happened.
That.
It was.
I like the idea of the tree not even being there and then putting the tree there. Yeah.
This,
I like that.
These two were made to kiss in exotic places. That's
agreed.
What they did here. Then afterwards, she's going on about how Clayton's going to be meeting her mom and dad and her best friends, Sam and Nate. Dad is going to be a
especially
pain
talks
in the-
about that. Yeah, she needs it to be known that her dad is going to treat him.
He's
like, going to
hate you. He's never liked anyone she's introduced him to. Zero people. Clayton has had three easy hometowns thus far. So he, when she told him this, he was like, oh, God.
Rachel
he
seemed genuinely concerned.
Yes, there was fear in
her
eyes.
I am very concerned my dad blows this. I think I'm in first place, and I think there's a real possibility here that I'm going home because
that's
of my
exactly
dad.
What she was
That's what
thinking.
She was saying.
Clayton says, I'm welcoming the tough questions. I'm not sure why. That's not his thing. His Achilles heel is
no.
tough, direct questions.
Yeah, no, you should not be welcoming this.
The quote from Rachel to end it was, I'm hoping my dad doesn't put him in a situation where he can't see himself fitting in. Basically, I'm hoping my dad, like Clayton might, probably won't feel welcome in our family as he considers proposing to me.
Sounds like you need to have a talk with your dad.
Yeah, this ain't Clayton's fault. Yeah. Rachel's hometown nighttime. What'd you make of the handshake between Clayton and Tony?
At the start? It's fine.
No yeah,
I mean,
smiling.
You're not gonna listen. Rachel's
gruff.
Dad is definitely a guy that like tries to squeeze it too hard, like show his man, like
dominance.
Yeah, dominance. But you're not doing
Crunch
that with Clayton.
Bones.
As soon as he saw him, I'm sure that no, I'm
he was
gonna.
A little upset. He was probably disappointed. Like shit,
I can't
this
do
guy's
anything
hand.
With this guy. I can't crunch this guy's hands. Since I imagine how big Clayton's hands are. Are you kidding me? There's no way.
Mom was really excited, though. It's always the case
Rachel's
when...
Rachel's mom almost did a double leg wrap when she saw Rachel.
She was...
Very excited
very
to
see excited
her.
For all this. And that's always the case when there's one parent who's like the parent you should fear. The other one's like...
Over the
all
top
about
the other way.
It.
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yep. Rachel's mom was excited and her dad was like rolling his eyes to the camera.
Well, then staring at him when he talked too in an intimidating way. I think Nate was first with Rachel. He asked about the other three.
Mm-hmm.
She says she feels like the only person when they're together. Nate asks about fantasy suites. You don't want to be played. She says,
skeptical.
Hey, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, he was
a little skeptical from him. Not overly, though.
A lot of people on hometowns serve kind of as reminders to the contestant, like, hey, by the way, it's not... Two other people. It's not one other person. It's three.
There's three other
there's
people.
There's
three by
other
the way,
people here.
There's a 25% chance you're going home.
No, 75% if you...
Or 70, excuse me, 75% that you're going home. That's not good percentage.
And I think they...
Rem and AB stats, guys.
The contestants forget that sometimes because they're separated from the group now.
Yep.
Friend Sam. Even Sam... warns Clayton about Rachel's dad, which seems like telling tales out of school. This isn't your place, friend of the family, to be like, dad's
no,
a jerk.
That's when I really thought we were in for something special here. It's like, even the friends are like, listen, pal, what you're about to experience, man, wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
Then Clayton's like, I'm just going to be myself. And she's like, man, I wouldn't do that. I'd just do whatever it takes to get out of there. Don't
she's
do
like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Super comforting ending. And if he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you, you know? Well, that sounds awful.
This sounds terrible.
They hyped this guy up, Tony.
They did, yeah.
And they better deliver. I don't think.
It didn't deliver.
It started hot and then it slowly cooled down. To the camera, Tony says on national television that he was willing to beat up his daughter's previous boyfriend. He's going to beat him up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say that you're not beating up Clayton. So that's out the window. That didn't really mean anything. Yeah, that didn't hit like it used, like it would if like Peter was there. That would hit. This guy might throw
He might beat up Peter.
But when he says that and then they cut to Clayton, it's like, okay, that doesn't really mean anything here. That's irrelevant. you're not doing anything to Clayton.
Yeah, the thing that the sentence they didn't show was, but obviously I'm not going to be doing that tonight.
Yeah, obviously you see the size of this guy; he's built like a house.
I'm gonna have to take his legs out. That's my only chance. I don't have a weapon. Looking around trying to find a weapon, I don't see anything. Mom and Rachel.
Guess I'm gonna have to be nice.
Mom's happy. Her daughter's happy. Never seen her like this. No one's ever seen Rachel like this. AB, do you have anything on this chat?
No. Rachel's mom's a friend of the fan of the show. That's all I noted here.
Rachel mentions at one point, I'm just hoping my dad can be civil with him. She's worried about her dad not being civil.
Civil.
Having zero respect for this fellow adult. So Clayton's with Rachel's dad, Tony. What did you make of this? A little respectful. The guy seemed to be like trying to like bottle it in a little bit.
It just wasn't.
I never got the sense he was going to boil over.
I didn't either. I think Clayton answered a couple of the questions well that really smoothed things over.
I did too.
The guy, what's his name?
Tony.
Tony says the number one Tony thing a parent tiger. Wants, the number one thing a parent wants is for their daughter not to be hurt. I watch you interact, and to me, it seems like there's no one else involved. But that's the part that's confusing for Tony. And I thought Clayton did a pretty good job of, explaining it. Straightforward.
It was honest.
You gotta be straightforward with a guy
somebody's
like Tony.
Getting hurt.
You don't yes. bullshit Tony.
No.
Okay, he'll just fucking smash your head in with his wine glass.
Okay. Pound your head right on the table.
He says, hey, I'm gonna hurt three other women. I'm gonna hurt somebody because of how strong the feelings are. Thoughtful Clayton. Good answer.
He's starting to reckon with this fact, too. Yeah. He's starting like, to. This is going to end bad for most of
them. This is something he's thought about. You know, this is going to be terrible for me and them. And it could be your daughter. He gives no promises.
Yeah.
That it won't be.
He said he'd move to Europe. Before that, he said, I'm willing to move to Europe. So he's answering these questions in a way. Listen, the bar is don't fumble around.
Yeah.
And just like be clear in what you're saying. And he did that.
I thought he did really well here.
He has no crystal ball, made no promises. He sees a future. And if he didn't see a future with her, he wouldn't be there, he tells Tony. I thought this was easily Clayton's best performance yet, given the circumstances of under pressure, potentially getting raked across the coals.
I agree, but Tony didn't deliver
Tony
the
was
way
a massive
he needed to make this a bad interaction, like I anticipated.
No. Well, everything we said at the top came into play. You don't want to humiliate.
Yeah, you just Tony's a different man than he was 5 years ago.
Ten years ago.
Yeah.
Rachel and Tony. She broke him down a little
Rachel
bit.
Rachel talks about how Clayton makes her feel. And then talks about how he's been so mean to other people that she's brought home
God,
to meet
what
him.
Did he do? Who knows?
Well, I don't know what this man did in the past. But it's legendary.
I slashed Eric's tires and I feel bad about it. I'm starting to reckon with that.
I picture the whole family outside screaming and crying
Tony, no!
because Tony has done something horrible. Okay? That's what I picture. But Rachel's dad says he liked him and he seems very nice, which Clayton does seem nice. So what? He's not going to hate Clayton. Everyone likes Clayton.
Rachel was crying tears of joy that her dad was not mean to
They're
him.
They're both kind of crying. Like,
and then he tears up. He's like crying because he's proud of himself for not like ruining Rachel's big moment. And then on the way out, Tony told Clayton during their talk that, hey, if this goes well, if Rachel tells me she really likes you, I'm going to pat you on the shoulder or on the arm. And that's what he did at the end. He didn't hug. He shook his hand, gave him the pat. They did like the replay. It was a good ending.
They did the replay. That was funny. It was slow-mo, like the pat on the back.
The seal of approval. That's the blessing.
That's the blessing. Tony's world.
How about outside? Rachel was really, really happy.
They went outside to celebrate a successful night that they did not anticipate having. They thought this was going to go poorly. I think best case scenario Rachel thought was like, I don't even know.
This was best case scenario.
Yeah, I think what I'm saying is I think this was better than what she thought was the best case scenario going into this. So this was celebration time once they got outside. We made it past this.
She says, I was falling before, I'm falling harder now. So she doesn't say I love you, Clayton.
Doesn't take the next step up.
However, the way she looks at him is different.
It's different.
I think she legitimately loves Clayton.
I think so too. Yeah.
She really, really wants to be with Clayton, especially now that he has, without incident, gotten past the hurdle. Not many people make it through the filter. Tony's like the great filter. Okay. And he made it through.
I hope one day I'm not the guy that everyone has to like warn someone about. That's not a good thing.
No. However, Bad Boys 2 scene.
Bad Boys 2 scene, yeah. You know,
it's funny
right.
to wave a gun sometimes. That's your daughter's suitor, your teenage daughter.
I hope one day it's never like Alex might ruin the night by being such an asshole.
Back at the mansion for the rose ceremony. Got anything on Clayton and Jesse?
No.
You don't have anything?
This Clayton talking about how big of a decision. We know.
You didn't think there was a chance. I thought there was a chance when he was doing this that he was explaining to Jesse he was going to give everyone roses.
Oh, really?
Because he loved all of them.
Really?
I thought there was
no,
a
No, that
possibility.
Never crossed my mind. That never crossed my mind. I don't know.
By the end, he kind of brought it back around, but I mean, I have a whole like paragraph here about...
No, let's hear it.
All right, I'll just say it as if this happened.
Okay.
Clayton tells Jesse he's falling in love with four women in a different capacity. Jesse was shocked to hear this. He's like, wow, Clayton, you know, do you believe like the ground you're breaking here? Clayton was smiling when he said, I'm falling in love with four people. Now, you don't say that when you're about to send one. You don't smile when you're about to send one home. And then I wrote, oh, my God, he's giving them all roses, exclamation point, question mark, doubled up.
And
punctuation. Four course. Fantasy suites, Clayton, you dog.
Then, Clayton, you dirty dog.
He said, this is uncharted territory. There were a lot of lines in here that made me think
that
like,
line,
what are
I
we
don't
do
remember
here?
Specifically from Jesse, but that's territory. A big line. But that's also just for a cut scene that they can use.
Yeah.
For coming up next, where like pre-season.
I also like the ending where you're right about that. Where Jesse was like, all right, sounds like you got this. Good luck, man. Like, all
right. Yeah, that's why I felt like
I'm out then.
sounds like I have it all figured out.
Okay, so the vibe in here was really tense for the rose ceremony.
I thought they all thought they were getting a rose, though.
Yeah, well, because he kind of told them all he loved them.
Yeah.
And so many, without saying it. The roses were Susie, Gabby, and Rachel. Before we get to Serene, I want to say that Rachel looked at Clayton when she accepted this rose the same way Meghan Markle looked at Harry. On their wedding day, she looks at him differently than the others, in my opinion.
Okay.
No rose for Serene.
Wow.
Keep in mind, the last time they spoke, she said she loved him, and he said he'd
She's
never been
She's the furthest
happier.
Along, right? Has anyone else said, I love you to him?
Yeah, I think she is.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you, is
I'm
what
in
she
love
said.
With you. Yeah. The only one that said it so far.
Both times she's said that. He's loved it. So.
He did, yeah.
They talk outside. She doesn't know what to say. Clayton says sorry.
Clayton basically has no explanation. He's just like, yeah, I just have stronger connections. And then she's like, okay, I'm out.
I mean, what can you...
There's nothing you can say. I'm not blaming the guy.
I guess if there was a specific... You almost don't want to give a specific thing. Like, oh, well, your brother was a jerk. Or like, oh, I don't want to live where you live. But the safest, like, CYA option
stronger
is further along with other people.
Yeah. I would like the real answer, though, one of these times.
Well, that might be the real answer, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably. I wrote here, Serene for Bachelorette, maybe?
I wouldn't be surprised. Anything else on the episode?
No. Solid episode. Love hometowns.
Hometowns are fun. It's pizza. It's a bad hometowns episode. Still good because you're a bunch of new people, different situations.
Yeah. Did you see the Abbott Elementary where that guy, did you see the latest Abbott Elementary where the guy's talking about bad, he doesn't like pizza?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That shit's funny. Abbott Elementary's fire.
Power rankings after week 8. Gabby's 3. Susie's 2 on mine. And I put Rachel 1. Which
you put?
I put Rachel 1.
Rachel 1, okay. Susie Reigns 2. Gabby Susie. Is such a clear number 3 here.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that's...
We might not have much drama next week.
Let's hear yours.
It's the same. Gabby, Susie, Rachel.
I think I might...
Easy.
I think I might be looking at it from the perspective of... I've convinced myself Susie is like the front runner for next Bachelorette. I've also convinced myself that Rachel likes him more. So I'm looking at it. Clayton's the one making the decision, but I'm looking, yeah. I'm doing the rankings from like the perspective of Rachel almost. But maybe Clayton still likes Susie.
It could be. I could see it. This isn't a lock by any means.
But Rachel and Susie are the
those are locks.
And if Gabby makes it to the final two, then I think it's the old.
It's because you're letting them down early, so the final decision is easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mailbag 773-234. Question was, who are your favorites? Who do you think will win, and who do you want to win? Or who do you like the most? Something along those lines.
Yeah.
703 area code, my personal favorite is Gabby. She comes off as real and genuine without being dramatic. She's just someone I enjoy watching, and I'd love to get drinks with her. My favorite to win is easily Rachel, but something is off with how obvious she is. But Rachel and Clayton have the best connection by far. Thank you, 703. Rachel says, who is my favorite? Rachel on the show. This person named Rachel in the mailbag says, who's my favorite? Gabby for Bachelorette. Oh. She's got great one-liners. She's shown some vulnerability, and she's definitely not winning. Ha ha. Seems like she's getting the Bachelorette edit, and I'm totally okay with it.
Oh,
I like Rachel
so.
For Clayton, but less concerned about his final rose than who's going to paradise and who will be announced as the next rose queen. Thank you, Rachel. Paul from Indianapolis, Gabby's my personal favorite, and I'd like to see more of her on Bachelor in Paradise or as Bachelorette. Rachel's my favorite to win / be proposed to. Thank you, Paula. Jamie from New Jersey, my personal favorites this season are Gabby and Rachel. I think they both seem very down-to-earth and genuine, or at least that's the edit they're given by producers. I totally agree with your guys' take on Gabby. She seems like a person you'd want to be friends with and great comedic relief. My favorite to win the season is most definitely Susie. I know AB thinks she's being pushed on to Clayton and the viewers, but I, for one, like her and think her and Clayton have the best connection, and her getting the Pretty Woman date really solidified his feelings for her. Reminds me of Rachel getting the Pretty Woman date previously on Matt's season. Thank you, Jamie.
Well, let me be clear about something, Rim, with my Roman Reigns analogy. It's not that Roman Reigns sucks, necessarily, or that even he doesn't deserve to be pushed to the top. It's the fact that he got pushed that people hated.
It was so overt.
In fact,
and
now he is the most popular person in wrestling.
Yeah.
With not that different of a character. But because we feel like it happened organically, we like it more. I don't dislike Susie at all.
I think you've been clear about the analogy.
Okay, I'm just pointing out that it's not that people dislike Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
It's we don't like it being pushed on me.
Yeah.
I want to make that decision for myself if I like Susie. Okay? If I think she should be the Bachelorette. I want to make that decision myself. That's all.
Yeah. And you're saying this aware that all storylines are to some degree,
of course,
pushed. This one is just too overt.
Too much. Yeah.
And overwhelming.
There's a fine line you don't want to cross when you're pushing something.
616 area code. My favorite to win it all is Serene. I'm with AB. Well, this was written before, obviously. I'm with AB about Susie's rise to the top, completely producer-driven. The Clock Tower meetup and the shopping spree date with that music performance are going to make amazing promo shots for Susie's season of The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Even though getting the shopping date is big time, it's not Clayton shelling out the cash. It's the show, and they need good ROI on Susie now. Kind of like, we've invested in you. Now you can't leave. Susie riding off into the sunset and teaching Clayton what Instagram is not good for ABC. So then you have to go see who else has multiple one-on-ones, and Serena is the only one remaining. I also think that they seem to have a nice connection and like each other well enough. 616, thank you. Now we can do the other. So thank you to everyone who wrote in the mailbag. Now we got some off-topic responses. Carrie from Maryland sent us a picture alerting us that she's making shrimp for the 15th time in February. That's big shrimp week. Stevie in New York says, I think this episode, last week's episode, was one of the best episodes of Bachelor in a long time. Lots of drama and comedy, and Clayton calling out Sarah was great TV. Maybe you guys can do a power rankings of all the seasons y'all have covered on the podcast. You might have done that during the GOAT episodes. I'm not too sure.
Did we promise to do something last week?
I'm sure of it.
That I have not prepared for?
I feel like
we had something we said we'd do last week, and we didn't do it. I know what it was.
What?
Best 2-on-1s. Didn't prepare it.
Oh, yeah. That takes not a lot doing of it. Work. That takes a lot
not
of work.
Not doing
to
it.
Go through.
Just flat out.
Maybe that's an off-season thing. What are your favorite seasons that we've covered?
Huh.
I liked Rachel's season a lot because you had like the DeMario moment, and then you had coming down to it. You didn't know who's going to win, and you had the fan favorite.
The Peter moment was incredible.
Yes.
Crying there. Ben Higgins.
We liked Ben.
Sean.
That was the first one. Yeah.
I like that one. I'm not going to power rank these. I'm just going to give you off the top of my dome which ones I liked. Sean, Ben Higgins, Rachel. Tayshia. I liked hers.
Yeah, given the circumstances, that was about as good as you could hope for.
I did not like the Claire part, but I liked once Tayshia showed up. I thought she was a great lead. Yeah.
Yeah, save the season.
Yeah, I think that's the four. I would go with those four. JoJo's was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly.
Ari's was funny. I think we had a lot. Oh, Peter's is my favorite. Why am I even?
Peter's is very funny. Yeah. Peter's
for totally different reasons. Yeah.
Peter's is my favorite for other reasons. Yeah. That's probably it.
More from Stevie. Anyway, my favorite this season is Gabby.
Michelle was good.
Michelle was good too. My favorite this season is Gabby. I've never wanted a contestant to be the Bachelorette more than I want Gabby to be the Bachelorette. Strong words from Stevie.
Oh, wow.
She's someone I want to watch on TV, and I like that she's older. If the question was, who is my favorite to win the season, I'm hoping for Serene, but I think Rachel wins. Thank you, Stevie. This is from Gabby. And it could be from Gabby.
From Gabby?
Could be.
The Gabby?
Probably not.
Maybe
not to burst your bubble regarding car rides back, but Catherine from Sean's season has said that they don't get to ride back there to get, or ride to the location or back together because they can't slash won't film it. She said that Sean basically begged the producers to let them ride back together, and they agreed as long as the driver didn't hear them talking. Thank you, Gabby.
Interesting.
The mailbag is basically people bursting our bubbles at this point, just like dropping facts about the show we didn't know that...
We didn't want to know.
Ruin it. Thank you, though, Gabby. Nate in Hawaii. Apparently, I've been thinking about the show too much, The Bachelor. This week, I had a dream that two friends and I were contestants. We were all on the final five or so, about to head to the rose ceremony before hometown weeks. For some reason, we had a pact to write down why we couldn't continue on. Richard and I quickly wrote something down and were ready to leave. But we had to convince Lauren that we wouldn't be doing any more international travel, and her husband would be pissed if a camera crew showed up to the home. She reluctantly wrote down, I'm married, and we all left the show. Maybe I have a chance to be on the show, but definitely not for the right reasons. Thank you, Nate. P.S. Gabby is the best, but Susie... will win. 561 area code.
I'm gonna shoot you straight. I don't know what you just said.
I had trouble following it too. It's just the guy was describing a dream. It's not gonna make any sense.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, Nate.
Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
We can't interpret your dreams.
Just gonna shoot you straight. I got it. I'm clean. I don't know what you said there.
561 area code. I was really hoping someone would share my opinion last week. I was really hoping someone would share my opinion last week and subtle Patreon plug. Watching Joe Millionaire alongside The Bachelor makes me realize the importance of producers intervening.
Mm.
On Joe Millionaire, we saw women quickly lose confidence and doubt their relationship and stop giving effort. Parenthetically, that's a fact. That's exactly what has happened on this show. Vast majority of the contestants are not trying to pursue either of the leads. There's two and they're not trying. On The Bachelor,
that's just
happening. No one
gives
a shit. That
is what has happened.
On The Bachelor, the producers gassing everyone up keeps them motivated.
Yeah.
Even when Sarah was trying to sow doubts in others, we didn't notice until she was the only villain left. Thank you, 561. So yeah, the producers lie and mislead,
and they
tell you that the lead likes you. They're feeding you information. They're making you say things you probably wouldn't have said otherwise. They're making you think the lead likes you when they don't.
Yeah.
End of sentence. They do those things, but that's what keeps the show churning along.
Yeah, you need it. And we're figuring it out on Joe Millionaire.
You see what happens when it doesn't happen on Joe Millionaire. It's just people hanging out casually. Which it's nice. It has its place.
I'm enjoying it.
I love it. Brady and Madison. Brady wants to know what a Vince McMahon produced episode or season of The Bachelor / Bachelorette would look like. Vince McMahon, for those who don't know, the longtime owner head chief creative decision maker of WWE, formerly WWF. The most influential person in the history of the wrestling business. Is this business.
It's currently.
Currently.
Currently running WWE into the ground.
Neither here nor there. But that's been, people have been saying that for 20 years. But yeah,
no.
Agreed.
That's overstated.
But anyway, I got some ideas that I want to present to AB about this and see if that sparks anything. The host would obviously be Paul Heyman.
That goes without saying.
And or he would be one of the dads of a villain, probably. But then we wouldn't get enough of him if we didn't get to see him tell him dads.
Yeah.
Every group date would be crashed by someone not invited.
Of course, a run-in.
A run-in.
Of course.
Sometimes, this is a half-baked idea, but there would occasionally be three-on-one dates without a rose on the line. I just wanted to work the idea of a handicap match.
Oh, a triple threat. Oh, and, a handicap.
Or a triple threat. Yeah.
Handicap, even better. Two-on-one, like you have Shanae there, and then two girls going against her.
Or, yeah, it's half-baked. I don't know how it would work, but
I like where your head's
at. There might be dates without the lead. This might be the biggest one. Group competitions would directly affect the outcome of the date. For example, if you fall off the thing first, you go home for real.
Obviously, there'd be more at stake.
Yes.
Okay. It would have a lead just like Clayton. Maybe a little smaller.
Oh, yeah. Jack Swagger. One of the rose ceremonies would have a perimeter of fire.
He looks like Jack Swagger. Have we ever said that?
I think we have, and I disagreed. But yeah, kind of. He's bigger than Jack Swagger.
Oh, he's much bigger.
That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. They would have, they have to be a little smaller guy, I think.
My last thing is there would always be commentators in the room narrating what's going on.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes agreed. It would be like Jerry the King Lawler, like, you know.
By God.
But, yeah. Sometimes they'd be closer like golf commentators, like,
oh, quiet.
Intimate
yeah.
moments. They'd be like, oh, he's going in for the kiss.
I'll add a couple things. Number one, pyrotechnics. There'd be way
yes,
more.
Good call.
Not just fireworks after the dates. It'd be like hands out the last rose and it'd be like, pow.
Yeah. The last
huge.
Rose at the rose ceremony.
Last rose would
is
be
sparks, like when Goldberg comes
sparks.
Out.
Yeah. And no, that's about it. It's just pyrotechnics. Yeah.
Thanks, Brady. Kelly in Kentucky.
And lights. Lights. Big time lights. Undertaker lights. The lights going out.
Well,
times for effect.
The after the.
Yeah. In music. We need music.
Insane
people,
that we haven't mentioned music yet.
The music. I can't believe we didn't have music. They all
themes.
Need entrance music for one.
When you especially early when you interrupt people on group dates, for music
their
to
music.
Hit every time would
yeah.
be amazing.
Agreed. Who was there, this? Good
Brady.
Good exercise.
This was a good brain exercise. There would also be, after the final roses, would be all really similar to Peter's with crowd booing, with heels, with like antagonizing.
I don't think Vince McMahon could produce something like
no,
that.
He couldn't have. Kelly in Kentucky texted and she goes, I just remembered. Isn't it Refer a Friend Month in all capitals with a bunch of question marks? No, Refer a Friend Month is whenever it strikes our fancy. It is not
I feel like it's an annual month. I honestly think a lot of times it's been in January or February.
I think you're right.
For
we
the
just
Bachelor.
Didn't do it this year. We just didn't do it. I don't know why.
This year it's for Bachelorette.
It could come whenever. There's
but
no
also
telling.
we've done it in other months too.
There's been some years where it's been multiple years.
Multiple months, yeah.
Multiple.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel free to refer friends though.
Emily, Mississippi. This leads us into the Rose League. Remini B, I love the Rose League, but I do have a bone to pick for this week. The people who had Serene in their brackets beat the people who had Susie in their brackets. How does this make sense when Serene got sent home and Susie got a rose? I personally think this is a gross miscarriage of justice on behalf of the Rose League, and I would love to hear your thoughts this week. Also, just so you know, I'm not actually upset I love the Rose League. I would have left that last part out. I would have left us thinking you were sincerely upset about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emily. The Rose League, the way the Rose League works is you get various points for saying or
different
doing
stuff,
things
yeah.
throughout the episode. It's not just about whether or not you get a rose.
It looks like
so
the
this
top
seems like an outlier.
The top, yeah, Gabby, Rachel, and Serene were the top three. Yeah. Gabby was the top by far.
Point scorer.
Point scorer. And probably still would have been, even if she got sent home. So
I have that leads us into the stats of the week. 29 players tied for first, and they picked Gabby, Rachel, and Serene. So congrats to those people. 422 people tied for 30th, the second highest score. And those people chose Gabby, Serene, and Susie. I tied for last with 230 others. I picked Rachel, Serene, and Susie. And I believe that was like 400 and... I don't know.
Oh, I got last. Or I got 469. Is that what you got?
Yep. The winner of the stickers this week, one of the 29 people who tied for first. Team KK Linderquist.
Why wouldn't you pick Gabby to be going home?
Why would I pick Gabby to be going home?
No, why wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
That's what I did.
That's what I did. Yeah, I know. We tied.
Yeah, we got screwed.
So we thought Gabby was going home. That's
I'm actually
saying.
With
these
Emily on this.
There's
we got screwed.
Seven, there's hundreds of people that cheated.
No.
Yeah, they knew.
Because the people... Yeah, that's true.
Because you would pick... You're usually picking... I just picked who I thought was going to go home, right? That's what I did.
That's what
I did.
I did
my three that I thought would get roses.
Yes.
I didn't even look at what the scoring was.
That's typically how I go about it.
Yeah.
Late stages. Anyway, KK Linderquist, send us a message. We'll get you a sticker.
Congratulations.
Team Madison P is still leading the full season standings.
Can we agree Madison P cheated? Can we just all... We're all under that assumption. No one said it yet by name.
I've been dancing around.
Madison P, people have been talking about it, but they won't say it because they're afraid to hurt some feelings.
I think...
I'll say it.
I think it's possible...
Madison P cheated.
I think it's possible to build up
unknown
a big
if it's
enough
the actual
early
Madison
lead
P from the show.
I think it's I'd say it's known that it's not.
It's unknown. So it's more known that she cheated than if it's the Madison P from the show.
I almost because of the scoring on this thing, you get points for like being vulnerable. You know, you get points for like
being vulnerable,
like just like nebulous things. So it'd be really hard to know.
No, Rim.
It'd be hard to know.
Rim, if you know who's in the last, if you know who's winning, you're in a good spot. And you can look up episode by episode spoilers, Rim. Do you understand that?
I do understand that, but I don't want to.
Is doing out here that scoundrel?
I don't want to.
Do you
rip
get it?
Hey, he's just getting money. You know, everybody's got a lane here. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, probably. I'll wait till the season's completed. She might not win. Madison P. 400. I'm 464th out of 1688
overall.
Yeah, pretty good.
Where am I at? 732nd. That's not bad considering I've
like
only
weeks.
Done 4 weeks of the eight.
Do you have any headlines of the week?
Yeah, I got one.
All right.
This is from Cron, I think. CHRON.com.
Houston Chronicle.
Oh, yeah.
I know my papers.
You know, Rim.
that's one thing I've always
from
known
deep
as papers.
With the Houston Chronicle. Report. Houston paid $240,000 to host episodes of The Bachelor. An investigation by Vulture.com found that Houston First, a local government corporation, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to guarantee the city's prominent appearance on the show. $100,000, just...
Quarter mil.
Just for them to show up. And sometimes shit on your city.
Did they with Houston?
Not with Houston.
Put Houston over big time.
Not with Houston, but some of them. Like, sometimes they'll go and they'll be like, let's do this eating challenge. This is the shitty food they have here.
That's a good headline.
That's a good headline.
I'm not surprised by that.
I had no idea.
It's interesting that they got the exact figures out there.
Shelled out $240,000 to be the locational host featured in two episodes of ABC's dating show. It shouldn't be two episodes, but it was two. Hey, Rim, it just came to my fucking mind. Did they stretch this out so they'd be on two episodes in Houston and that's part of the contract? Is that what they're doing here? Is that what they're doing here? Did they stretch this out?
That would put a pit in my stomach.
Stretch out
if it
1 week,
much of a
so
racket.
It's two episodes. Is this what's going on here? Is that in the contract?
I think so. Because if episodes, I recall that,
it's got to be two episodes.
I remember it thinking this didn't need to.
Didn't need to be a.
They
to
don't
be
still need to be in Houston.
They don't need to be in Houston. We got.
Shows a racket.
That just hit me in this moment. I'm very mad.
I know you boiled over with rage.
Is that the only headline?
That's all I got this week.
Okay.
You got to be careful out there right now, folks, if you're not cheating in the Rose League.
Speaking of schedules.
What?
I didn't watch the preview for next week, but I wanted to check what they're doing.
What
for
are they doing?
These remaining episodes. Yeah. So I went to the Wikipedia. According to the Wikipedia, this is my only source right now, and I know that changes. But next Monday, or this coming Monday, is Women Tell All. Tuesday is Fantasy Suites. The week after that is Monday is the finale, followed by After the Final Rose on Tuesday. I would presume that the first hour on Tuesday would be the rest of the finale. And then the second hour would be After the Final Rose.
So two more weeks.
Only two more weeks.
We don't even have... Wow.
Not even
Rim and
four.
Rim AB about to go on vacation here.
I am looking forward to
we
that.
We don't even have a bachelorette announced. We could go months before we...
No. I would guess that they do it in the same mid-May premiere date, but they have to start filming very soon.
Wow, these people are really going to have to pay that $4 to hear us for a couple months here. We're not doing shit. We're not doing shit on this feed for months. We're going on
like 2 years.
Vacay. Wow. We've been going
I don't want to
ahead
complain about it.
For almost 2 years.
Yeah. With no growth.
None.
Well, that's because we forgot about Refer a Friend Month.
Yeah, that was a major issue. I got
that huge miss.
Text there,
that was
like,
a huge
oh,
miss.
That was one of our most successful bits of the year. We just simply didn't do. We could do it right now, but it's too late.
It's too late. The season's
late.
Almost
There's
over.
There's only 2 weeks left.
Season's over.
Can't do it now.
We'll do it at the start of next season.
Yeah, maybe. All right, that's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Right. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening and have a heavenly day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.